Ada Marie, said not a word till the day she turned 3. She bounced in her crib and looked all around, observing the world, but not making a sound. She learned how to climb and made her big break, with a trail of chaos left in her wake. She ran through the day, chasing each sound and sight, and didn't slow down till she conked out at night. Her parents were frazzled, but tried not to freak, as Ada grew bigger and still did not speak. Clearly, young Ada, with lots in her head, would have something to say when it ought to be said. That's just what happened when Ada turned 3. She tore through the house on a fact-finding spree and climbed up the clock just as high as she could. Her parents yelled, "Stop!" as all good parents would. Ada's chin quivered, but she did not cry. She took a deep breath, and she simply asked, "Why? Why does it tick? And why does it talk? Why don't we call it a granddaughter clock? Why are there pointy things stuck to a rose? Why are there hairs up inside of your nose?" She started with why, and then what, how, and when. By bedtime, she came back to why once again. She drifted to sleep as her dazed parents smiled at the curious thoughts of their curious child who wanted to know what the world was about. They kissed her and whispered, "You'll figure it out." Her parents kept up with their high-flying kid, whose questions and chaos both grew as she did. Even Miss Greer found her hands were quite full when young Ada's chaos wreaked havoc at school. But this much was clear about Miss Ada Twist. She had all the traits of a great scientist.